This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of your Citizens Council Forum program. Our guests today are two Southern congressmen, Representative Frank Smith of Greenwood, Mississippi, and Representative Kenneth A. Roberts of Anniston, Alabama, both Democrats serving their ninth years in Congress. Gentlemen, happy to have both of you with us today. I'd like to start the questioning, if I might, with Congressman Smith. What are some of the problems, as you see them, Mr. Smith, in presenting the story that the South has to present to the rest of the nation?
I think that one of our major problems is in presenting the case to the people in the rest of the country in terms as they see it that fit the individual situation in their own communities and states. Too often the problem has been viewed as only one of as a Southern problem, and too often we haven't clarified the issue, in so to speak, in presenting the fact that so many of the problems we have in regard to the way we worked out our solutions to individual situations in our own area are not comparable to that in the rest of the country. But I think that we've got to make it clear that this is the question which have been raised, strike at the very heart of the American system of government, the systems of freedoms that we've built up over the years, and that's more than just a symbolic problem, that it boils down to individual situations in individual cities throughout the North, individual communities everywhere that can bring injustice to the vast majority of the people in this name of so-called rights for minorities that will in the end bring about a loss of rights for the great majority.
Now, Mr. Roberts, do you feel that too many people in the North perhaps look at the Southern case as being only one of race relations, when actually race relations is part of an overall problem?
I would agree that that is true. The segregation issue is not the whole picture. It's a matter of states' rights, and I think we have to go back to the beginnings of our form of government. The Founding Fathers realized that this was to be a great, large country made up of people of different races, of different faiths, of different political beliefs. And they recognized that you couldn't govern this country from one central place, say Washington, that it had to be governed locally. The people at the grassroots had to be able to solve many of their own problems without bringing them to Washington. And that, in my opinion, is the fight that we in the South are making. We're making a fight for constitutional government. We're making a fight to preserve the system that our forefathers fought for and bled for and believed in. And that, to me, is a much broader question than the segregation issue. And I think we're making a fight that will benefit the people not only in the South, but will benefit the people in the West and in the East and in the North and in all sections of the country.
Well, in other words, then, Mr. Smith, wouldn't you say that the question of race relations is part of the overall picture of whether we are going to continue to have local self-government and constitutional government in this country?
Exactly. The we have seen the issue perhaps more sharply drawn in regard to this question about race relations, because unfortunately too much of a fight that is being made for constitutional government has had to be centered around the fight against some of these so-called civil rights proposals. But basically, the whole idea is one that involves something more than race relations or any other type of human relations. It involves this situation that whether we are going to find a way to meet the desired ends that all of our people have in their individual areas, their individual states, without having to have centralized decisions or dictatorship from the outside. Unless we can find ways to work together as a great community of states, we're not only going to fail to resolve our domestic problems, but we're going to weaken our country so that we'll be unable to meet the great challenge of international leadership which has been thrust upon the United States. We've got to be internally strong if we're going to meet this problem of being able to provide adequate leadership for the free world. And a lot of these people who talk in terms of, in relation to the civil rights issue, about the how it affects us and the rest of the world, forget that it's far more important than any idea about the in relation to the rest of the world, that the United States stay strong, because we have to stay strong to meet this responsibility of leadership.
Now, do you feel, Mr. Roberts, that perhaps one reason why the fight is being couched in terms of race relations by those who are on the other side is perhaps an attempt to isolate the South from the rest of the country?
Well, I think there's no doubt about that. Not long ago, the national chairman of the Democratic Party practically invited the South out of the party. Now, he has since retracted that statement, but it's a very popular thing in some areas of the country to make the South the whipping boy. And by doing so, certain politicians can appeal to large block votes. And they do it at the expense of the country, in my opinion. And just as Congressman Smith has pointed out, that thing, if pursued far enough, will weaken us internally, will make us weak in the face of international communism. And I think it's one of the most serious problems with which we're faced, not only in this Congress, but in every Congress since I've been here. And when you realize that the Southern group in Congress, which consists of only about 100 men who can be counted on to vote to uphold the Southern ideals and the Southern way of life, I think you can say that we have given a pretty good account for our people.
Do you feel that the people in the North, Mr. Smith, really understand the real issues at stake in this battle, or have they been misled by the propaganda techniques of the other side?
I think they've been to a great deal misled, although I believe there is a rising understanding of some of the real problems involved. I've, upon many occasions, talked about these issues with both formally and informally with groups from outside the South, and I find that at any time that you get an opportunity to frankly speak about them, that you find a surprising amount of sympathy with the position that we have. Unfortunately, there's been not any concentrated, organized, or perhaps a clearly defined effort along this line to present the case of the South to the rest of the country. We ourselves are somewhat to blame on this field, because it's been too easy sometime for us to make blanket indictments of people in the rest of the country, just as we have been victims of that same type of indictment. We've got to restrain ourselves sometimes when the temptation might be very great, and realize that we have this problem and this urgent necessity of selling our system, not selling is not the right word, of explaining our system, because once the proper explanation is made, I think that we'll find sufficient support for our ideas to the rest of the country. It'll be a long endeavor that will never be clearly won, but it's one where we can make progress daily, and as such feel that we are making gaining victories along the way.
Congressman Roberts, do you share in Mr. Smith's opinion that the people of the North would be on our side if they only knew the real basis of this struggle?
I would agree with that statement, and I think that there is a responsibility placed on people in public office to try to give out statements that shed some light on the subject instead of creating a lot of heat. It's very easy, as he says, to victimize people who may be sincerely wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we could explain our problem and that they could understand it, I don't think, as he said, it would be a selling job. I think it's merely a matter of explaining our position and the things that we are confronted with in our section of the country.
I've been wondering for quite some time why it is that some people in the rest of the nation seem to want to force the South to change its social patterns. And I've been wondering particularly, since the South did not feel the effects of the economic recession, which was prevalent in many other parts of the nation, if there might be some element of economic jealousy in there. I'd like to have you discuss that for a moment, Mr. Roberts.
Well, I think undoubtedly that we have had a large number of industries that have gone to the South because of natural advantages, because of the fact they can work practically every day in the year, because of the nearness to certain raw materials, and because of the new technology in the pulp and chemical industries, which are making many of our southern states a great deal richer. And there is a certain amount of economic jealousy present, and it has been expressed by certain federal officials. Not too long ago, one of the cabinet members, I believe it was Dr. Fleming, made a statement that impacted area funds might not go to any other schools which continued to practice segregation. Well, clearly that is an economic tool that's being used to try to change our pattern of race relations. And I think undoubtedly that certain politicians are using it against the South, making us a whipping boy, to try to placate people who are disappointed and disillusioned because of the flow of industry to the South.
Gentlemen, I'd like to thank both of you very much for being with us today. Our time has gone by very rapidly. Our guests have been Congressman Frank Smith of Mississippi and Congressman Kenneth Roberts of Alabama, both Democrats serving their 9th years in Congress. We'll be back again next week at the same time with another edition of your Citizens Council Forum. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.